Harper Audio presents Moonlight Over Paris, a novel by Jennifer Robson, performed by Jane Copeland. Part 1. The best way to make your dreams come true is to wake up. Paul Valéry. Prologue. Belgravia, London, December 1923. Helena had heard, or perhaps she had read somewhere, that people on the point of death were insensible to pain. Enveloped in a gentle cloud of perfect tranquillity, all earthly cares at an end, they simply floated into oblivion. It was rubbish, of course, for she was in agony. Pain seized at her throat and ears, so fierce and corrosive that she could sleep only when they drugged her, and even then it chased her from one nightmare to the next. She hurt from her scalp to her fingernails to the soles of her feet, and despite that very real reminder of her state among the living, she knew the truth too. She was dying. She had heard the doctor say so not a half hour earlier. He had told her parents there was no hope. She had heard her mother weeping, and she had wished then that she had lived when she'd had the chance. There were so many things she ought to have done and would never have the chance to do, not now. Not with the doctor so certain, and her parents so broken. She slept, waking only when day had faded to night, and her room was empty of everyone, apart from one woman, a stranger, dozing in the corner. A nurse, she supposed. She felt a little cooler, and the ache in her throat was a trifle less pronounced. A drink of water would be nice, but if she called out, the nurse would insist on painting her throat with that.